Website checklist. 19 steps to get you launched and running. Launching a website without a checklist is how small details fall through the cracks. A form that does not send. A mobile layout that breaks at 375 pixels. A sitemap that never got submitted. None of those are expensive to fix before launch, and all of them are expensive to discover after a customer finds them first. This checklist breaks the work into three phases: what to do before you flip the switch, what to verify on launch day, and what to monitor in the weeks after. How to use this checklist. Work through it top to bottom. Do not skip the post-launch phase. Most small sites get abandoned after go leave, and that is where the value compounds. Pre-launch website checklist. These are the decisions and configurations that need to be in place before you do anything else. Getting them wrong does not break the site, but it does mean more work to fix later. The pre-launch phase is about decisions, not code. Most of the work is writing things down. 1. Choose a CMS and configure analytics. Before a single page goes live, decide how content will be managed and how traffic will be measured. Those two decisions affect the structure of everything else. For most small business sites, a file-based CMS paired with a lightweight analytics tool like Plausible or Fathom is enough. Set up the analytics property, add the tracking snippet, and verify it is receiving data before launch, not after. 2. Review all metadata. Every page needs a unique title tag and meta description. Check them by opening each page in a browser and reading the title bar and the source. Common failure points are pages that inherited a template title and never got updated, or descriptions longer than 160 characters that get cut off in search results. 3. Tease the launch to generate early interest. If you have an existing customer list, email, or social presence, announce the launch before it happens. A simple "going live on this date" post gives people a reason to check back and gives you a warm audience on day one instead of launching into silence. 4. Develop a basic SEO strategy. Know which pages you want to rank before the site goes live. That means choosing one primary keyword per page, making sure that keyword appears in the page title, the first heading, and naturally in the body copy. Do not chase keywords you cannot compete for. Focus on the specific phrases your actual customers type. Plumber in your city beats plumbing services for a local business. Volume means nothing if you cannot rank for it. 5. Verify all forms before launch. Every form on the site, including contact, quote request, and newsletter sign-up forms, should send a real test submission before launch. Check that the notification lands in the right inbox, that the confirmation message makes sense, and that the reply to address is correct. 6. Check all images are optimized. Large images are the most common cause of slow pages. Every image should be compressed, sized appropriately for its container, and served in a modern format where possible. A page that loads in under 2 seconds on a mid-range phone is the target. At launch website checklist launch day is when things that looked fine in staging show up differently in production. Set up your analytics dashboard before launch so the first data point is from day one, not day 10. 7. Run a full site audit. Open every page, not a crawl tool. Actually open them in a browser and look. Broken layouts, missing images, and copy errors are faster to catch visually than programmatically. Do this on desktop and on an actual phone. 8. Generate and submit an XML sitemap. Most frameworks generate a sitemap automatically. Verify the sitemap exists at /sitemap.xml. Confirm it includes all the pages you want indexed, then submit it to Google Search Console. 9. Check third-party integrations. Anything that connects to an external service, such as booking tools, chat widgets, payment processors, or review feeds, needs to be tested in production with real credentials. Staging environments often use sandbox credentials that stop working when you go live. 10. Create an off-site backup. Once the site is live, make a backup that is not stored on the same server. A zip of the build output stored in cloud storage takes 10 minutes and means a server incident is not also a data loss incident. 11. Check for legal compliance. At minimum, if you are collecting email addresses or running analytics, you need a privacy policy. This does not need to be written by a lawyer. There are template generators that cover the basics. Do not launch without one. Quick compliance check. Privacy policy? Checked. Cookie notice if using tracking? Checked. Contact address listed? Checked. These three cover the majority of small business legal requirements in most jurisdictions. 12. Verify redirects from the old site. If this site is replacing an existing one, every page that existed before needs to either exist at the same URL or have a 301 redirect pointing to the equivalent new page. Missing redirects mean broken links in existing bookmarks and emails. 13. Check your robot's text file. Open /robots.txt in a browser. It should exist, and it should not be blocking the pages you want indexed. Sites built in staging often have /disallow/ that makes it to production unchanged. 14. Test responsiveness on real devices. Every breakpoint needs testing on a real screen. The three tests that catch the most issues are iPhone at 375 pixels, Android at 360 pixels, and tablet at 768 pixels. 15. Review accessibility basics. Run the page through Wave or Axe. Both are free. Automated tools catch about 30% of real accessibility issues, such as color contrast failures, missing alt text, and unlabeled form fields. Fix everything flagged before launch. 16. Final copy, link, and branding review. Read every page out loud. Click every link. Check that the logo, colors, and fonts are consistent. This is the last pass before real customers see the site. Post-launch website checklist. The site is live. The work is not done. Google Search Console walkthrough. Set this up on launch day, not after your first traffic drop. 17. Test the user experience with fresh eyes. Ask someone who was not involved in building the site to try to complete the primary action, such as request a quote, book an appointment, or find contact information. Watch them do it without coaching. 18. Secure the site. Check that HTTPS is enforced across every page. If the site uses a CMS with user accounts, verify that all passwords are strong, unused accounts are removed, and software updates are applied. 19. Announce the launch. Send an email to your existing list on launch day. Post on the platforms where your customers are active. Update your Google Business profile with the new URL if it changed. Map out a maintenance plan. A website that nobody checks degrades. Software falls behind, forms break, prices change, and staff turns over. Decide before you need to. Who checks the site monthly, what they check, and what the process is for making updates. Need help with your website launch? We handle the technical side, including forms, speed, redirects, and compliance, so you can focus on the business. Website checklist FAQ. What are the most important things to do before launching a new website? Verify every form sends to a working inbox. Check that all images are compressed. Confirm metadata is set on every page, and make sure you have analytics configured and tracking before the first visitor arrives. How do I test a website before launching? Test in a staging environment that mirrors production as closely as possible. The most reliable test is a real phone on a real mobile connection, not browser emulation. How should I structure my website? Start from the customer's question, not the company's org chart. Homepage to services, to about, to a contact path on every page. Add pages as the need becomes real, not as insurance against future needs.